Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. Where you have found him, or when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After the audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
How many of us nowadays have GPS? Before GPS, we had Rand McNally, right? Of course, obviously, we use these maps because we want to what? Go somewhere. Maps are useless if we're not planning for a trip. Yes or no? So, imagine the star as simply what? The GPS. Okay? If the Magi wasn't searching for anything, they would have just simply looked at the star. But they were searching something that the star is trying to point. If you were interested at what the star was trying to point, they would go. But they were very much interested, curious, but much more than that, because they brought with them three things: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So somehow, yes, the star was there, but somehow in them, they realized that somebody greater than them, something wonderful was about to happen. And they were very much interested and wanted to be there to witness it. And of course, we know that gold, frankincense, and myrrh symbolizes something. Yes, you've heard this many times already. What? The kingship of Jesus, the humanity of Jesus, his death, you know, and then of course the divinity of Jesus. So you and I acknowledge these symbols because you and I believe that Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the one God who became man, and
man, he died for us. So as Epiphany, we ask ourselves, do we agree that all of us here also would like to, what? Go to Jesus. Okay? We have to agree on that, because if we don't, then, you know, you have to have that. Now, how do we go to Jesus? What is our GPS? What helps us? So, this is what I'm telling you. To go to God, we go to God through Jesus. To go to Jesus, the church was established. And to go and appreciate the church that Christ established, we have the sacraments. That's how things are. No? The sacraments to identify and understand the church. The church is the GPS towards Jesus. And Jesus is the GPS towards God. But unlike GPS that we have, it's not perfect. How many of us have found that out, you know? How many of us would set us an address, and then when you close the address, somehow the GPS would make it turn around, you know? Some would prefer a Garmin, some would prefer a TomTom, some would different kinds of GPS, no? But all these GPS are imperfect, no? Just like the church, no? The church, the priests, who is supposed to be your GPS also towards Jesus, are not perfect. We make mistakes, but as far as I'm concerned, I try to make mistakes as far as what? Faith and morals. Same thing with the Pope. You think the Pope will ever teach us something bad to be good? No? So the Pope is the head of the church established by Jesus, and no one history ever led us astray as far as faith and morals are concerned. Now, are the popes like us sinners? Of course, they have sinned, but no pope has ever led us astray. So the GPS that we have is not perfect. Only who is perfect GPS to God? Jesus. But the thing is, to know Jesus, who is this Jesus, the perfect GPS to God? The church, after what, 2,000 years, the one holy Catholic church can and should be able to present to us this Jesus, this perfect GPS to God. Now, there are some fake GPSs that they will tell you, oh, we know Jesus. You know? Just read the Bible and you know Jesus. Is it that easy? That is why there are what? 35,000 Christian denominations, because they what do they do? They simply keep the Bible and they think they know. Dangerous, because they keep on insisting their own idea of who Jesus is. Some would say that Jesus is only God. Some would say this is only man. Many of these do not even know through God, through man, the doctrine of Jesus' human two natures. The Catholic Church, after 2,000 years of existence, I believe, we should believe, have a better idea of who Jesus is. He gave us the sacraments, the seven sacraments. The rest of our Christian denomination, brothers and sisters, they only have one. Maybe eventually
they will what? Become like
Jesus. Eventually, just like any GPS. You know? What happens? Kind of bad GPS will lead you almost there. And then what? Be messed up. But because they desire, just like us, to reach Jesus, they will get to know and love and be with Jesus. Now, you and I, even though we have the best kind of GPS, know Jesus, but if our hearts are not sincere and constant and persevere in going to Jesus, what will happen? We will always get lost. We will be losing our way because our minds are not always for, in, and with Jesus. No? Oh, we have the Catholic Church as the guiding light to know Jesus. We have the Pope, we have the bishops, we have the priests, we have the religious, we have good Catholics, we have good holy people, good parents that will help us go to Jesus. But if we choose to be selfish, to do our own thing, to be worldly, to be in control, then even with all this light around us, we will be in darkness. I'm telling you, no? Some are still in darkness. Some are still in darkness, even though they come to church on Sundays. Somehow, deep inside, they still don't know.
What do you want?
Do I want to praise God, Jesus? Or do I still want to be worldly and selfish? My way or the highway? See? It's supposed to be my way or God's way. See? It's difficult, my friends, to really remain constantly, you know, for Jesus. Again, I keep reminding you, Mary and Martha. Mary, what? What did she do? She sat down and listened to Jesus. While Martha was what? Involved with trying to feed Jesus. Jesus came there not for those things, but to be with them and for them to hear his words. Same thing here. Huh? Remember this. You are not here to socialize. Once you enter this inner sanctum, you are here to what? Worship Jesus and Jesus alone. In the vestibule, okay, go ahead, talk. But here, no. You are in front of the Holy of Holies. God Himself, this is heaven. Because we have God Himself as Catholics. As Catholics mean that. Some people would tell me, oh, Father, in some churches, they talk a lot inside the inner sanctum. They don't realize the beauty, the honor, the privilege we have to be in front of the Holy of Holies. Again, going back to the Old Testament, no? Who do you think is able to enter the Holy of Holies in front of the Ark of the Covenant? Only the priests. They used to have curtains here so that nobody would dare be near the inner sanctum because we are not worthy. But here we are, no more curtains. so that you have the chance to really talk to Jesus, not to the image. Huh? Don't concentrate on the image. That image, again, can be used to heighten your love for the one inside the tabernacle. That is holy. That is God Himself. So again, there are many things that will enlighten us, that will encourage us to love Jesus more. But you have to be the one to really concentrate. So my dear friends, where are we now? Are we persevering in going to be with Jesus? Do we persevere in becoming like Jesus? Do we really love Jesus? I cannot do that for you. I can only encourage you, don't stop growing in love with Jesus. I'm telling you now, 30 years in the priesthood, and I'm still falling in love with Jesus more and more each day. I hope you do the same.